Welcome in. This is On the Mark, and this is a very special episode of On the Mark. As I am getting married in 6 days, I want this on the record. I want to be able to listen back to this. Put it in the time capsule. 2050, 30 years down the line here. Let's see what a young Mark Carman at 46 years old was saying 6 days before his wedding. Ethan Blumenthal is here to help me get through this. Hi, Ethan. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you? My first question is, if you're young at 46, what does that make me?
A baby. You're okay. A straight baby.
A baby.
What are you, 26 years old?
I'm 28. Recently turned 28.
Recently.
And I forgive you for not wishing me happy birthday.
When was the birthday?
October 29th.
Do we even mention it on the show?
I don't think so. Just kind of, you know, went over everyone's head and, you know, it's okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Don't put this in the time capsule.
Well, no, I mean, I think it should be in the time capsule that I forgot your birthday, a man who's contributed mightily to my podcast. Mm-hmm.
And career. And life. Yeah.
Let's not stop at career.
So Carm, tell me, what's going through your head? You're getting married in five to six days.
Yeah.
My math, you know, I don't come here for my math skills.
No.
Getting married in 6 days, what's going through your mind right now?
So right now,
I mean, are there nerves? Are you just excited? Well, are you like, there's still a bunch of stuff to take care of? Are you worried about like your cousin Betsy, who's kind of annoying and she's going to piss everyone off? She might get really drunk and make a speech. Is that type of thing that happens in the Carm family?
So that's a factor. It's not cousin Betsy. It's okay. More perhaps there could be a Selma and Warren tiff. Those are the Katzes and the Vulture Bombs, the Hatfields and the McCoys. They've been going at it since the beginning of time. I have sat...
Selma, that's an all-time name. Right,
that's a great...
I mean, you know Selma's going... There's going to be a trouble when there's a Selma and a Warren.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... How old are these people?
Those are two tremendous Jewish Americans. They're both in their 70s.
Okay.
And
about right.
Maybe 80s, actually. I think Selma might be pushing 80. And they're both wonderful people. But they have never really quite gotten along. And I have taken the liberty of sitting them both at the same table.
Wow.
Yeah, I went big.
You're playing with fire here.
Well, I did call up daughter of Selma and daughter of Warren and said, can your mom sit with Warren? Can your dad sit with Selma? And they both said yes. So I got the go-ahead. But I am a little worried about that since you brought up that part of the equation. The other thing is I'm bringing in Superdog for the post game situation.
Okay,
are you crashing the wedding? What's your plan?
I am. Yeah, I mean, that's fully 100% my intention. Yes.
Yeah, you're really.
I might not go with Ethan. I don't know how many people from the office are coming.
Not many.
Okay.
Very few.
So I'm gonna go. I might go with an alias. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, I want to know
how many.
Last time you crashed a wedding, it was who?
I was Logan.
Logan, and you were with who?
Chelsea.
Logan and Chelsea.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, see, I'm marrying Chelsea. So
okay,
I don't
so that, no, I can't do that. No.
Logan and Chelsea would be awesome.
Well, so you inviting me to crash and get a plus one? Because I was honestly just planning on flying solo.
Go solo crash?
But, I mean, I could, you know, listen.
Coming for the ceremony or are you just going post game? Late night? Or are you going to try to go for the whole thing?
I don't know. I mean, we're going to see where the night takes
me. I mean, is this a real thing? I seriously want to know.
Yeah.
Am I going to see you there?
I would be shocked. You should be shocked if I'm not there. Yes.
I should be shocked.
In fact, if I'm not there, then consider starting to worry about me.
Okay.
Because something has happened.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't miss an opportunity to go to a wedding. And in this part, it's kind of a double. It's like I'm crashing the wedding, but I was kind of semi-invited by the guy who's getting married. So,
right.
So
right.
I feel like it's still kind of the exhilarating factor, but still kind of like I feel safe. I don't think that anyone's going to kick me out.
Richard, are you going to crash? Are you going to join him too? Not Richard's not crashing.
No.
Okay. Okay.
That's the difference between me and Richard.
I mean, I just, you know, maybe you need a partner in here.
You know, all right. Hey, listen, so you heard it here on the podcast first, he just invited me to crash with a plus one. So I'll consider that.
Well, you've been partnering with Josh Hill and I think he actually wants to come. So
has he?
Yeah, you could crash.
Okay.
You could crash with Hill. Well, I mean, maybe that's a play.
I will reach out to Josh and see if he wants to have an evening he will remember forever.
I mean, you wouldn't even necessarily call it a crash. Like, if you want to come and enjoy the
and
post,
be myself,
yeah, and be yourself after the dinner is served, you are welcome, brother.
Yeah.
There's gonna be we got a gelato cart, six flavors.
Ooh.
And we've got Super Dog. So there's food.
Okay.
I mean, I personally, if I was doing what you were doing, I would come for the ceremony, crush the appetizers.
Mm-hmm.
then go out on the street, hang out. I mean,
sure.
I mean, we're right at, you know, you're right downtown. No big thing. And then come back for, you know, for the dancing and whatnot. But there are, you know, there are a couple of tables that, you know, the tables can sit 12, and we have some 11s because it's hard to get a single in there.
So this is insider information. How would Chelsea feel if she knew that you were giving
not,
her this?
Not good.
Not good?
No, no, no. That would
well,
not be good.
I think that, you know what, from my experience having crashed weddings before, I think that, you know, they're going to be so wrapped up in their own happiness that, you know, as long as, you know, as the crasher is being a nice guy, is enjoying people's company, people are enjoying their company, I think that all is well.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But back to me, if we will, and not your,
no,
your portion.
Yeah.
Let's see. I
are you giving a speech?
Yeah, but I haven't written anything.
Well, let's. I mean,
you want to write
like
it right
perfect
now?
Perfect time to. Why don't we just do a little improv right here? I mean, maybe take a second as I'll just start. I'll just fill it in. Take a second, and maybe. I mean, it's gonna be a short speech, right? Just
I feel very
two
nervous.
2 minutes. You know, like you gotta thank some people, right?
Yeah, I got to thank people. I got to thank people. Okay, so let's hear.
If it
hear,
sucks
let's
here, then Richard will cut it out.
All right, later. No, it's not going to suck. Yeah. And if it does suck, I think we should put it on a loop and keep on playing it. All right, so let's see. I would like to thank, first of all, everybody for coming tonight. It's amazing to see how many people I care about in one place in one evening. So, you know, it just means a lot to me. I also want to obviously thank my father, Papa Fred, who... has been very excited about this day for a long time. So, Dad, we made it here. Thank you for everything you've done in supporting me to be independent and also to eventually find my lovely, amazing bride. Also like to thank Chelsea's mother, Mama Lori, for everything that she has done in supporting this wedding, which has been incredibly significant. To my brothers, you are my brothers, even though sometimes, you know, you don't call me and leave me out here to hang in my solo Karm land. I'm kidding. You're always there for me. Thank you oh so much. And to my lovely bride, who is looking as beautiful as she has ever looked tonight, you are the love of my life and my leader and my inspiration. And I cannot be more excited and terrified to spend the rest of my life with the amazing you. So here's cheers to the journey, and I love you so.
I mean, let's come on, folks. I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, Karm, you're ready, man.
That was it?
Great. I mean, that was 100%. It was short. I didn't time it, but I mean that was. I think you were in the one and a half minute range, there,
right?
And which is perfect. You thank a couple people. You thank everyone important. You say a really nice sentimental thing about your father, your wife. I mean that's all time, man.
That's all I can do.
That's all you can do. I think. I would just, you know, just do that.
Just hone it.
Yeah.
What happens if...
I mean, maybe you could try to throw in a tiny joke, something in there. I mean, that's what I might, you know, consider doing if you have anything comes to mind, but it doesn't need to be. I mean,
right, like a one little...
Like something about, you know, maybe you guys, you know, growing old together and like what you're going to look like, you know.
How about the only disappointment, of course, is that Michael could not make it himself. I mean, MJ, I thought, would be here.
Sure.
Something
yes.
like that.
Okay, great. Yeah.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
That would be a good one.
Yeah. I mean, you can just, you know, a quick, tiny little one thing to get people, you know, a little chuckle here before there's going to be some, you know, some tears,
some emotion.
Add a little bit of, you know, got to give them a happy little joke and then they can cry a little bit and that's cool. But I think that if you just went with that, you know, everyone, you know, people would be crying, people would be clapping, you know, I'd be, you know, in the back, you know, sitting at the table with my new favorite, you know, Karm's cousins, Warren and Selma.
Warren and Selma.
Cover Warren and Selma.
That table's full, but there's some other good ones.
Yeah.
I mean, Hunter's coming, and so he's going to be looking for a friend.
Okay.
You got that going on.
Sure, sure.
All right.
Who else is giving speeches?
Can you, well, we got Papa Fred.
Are you worried about a speech that could go awry?
Like, no, 100%. No. Okay. My dad's going to get up there and he's going to be quiet and he'll probably mention 17 people who died that couldn't be there. And that's going to be, and I'm going to have to sit there and stay positive, you know, because but we'll see how he does. And then my brothers, I'll be nervous when they're up there too.
Do you have an official best man or...
Not. I've been very terrible at this because, you know, my dad wanted to be the best man, and I don't think he quite understands what that role is. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's, you know, 93 and all. And then I got my two brothers who for whatever reason, I just didn't like lean into, you know, naming that.
Sure.
So I just sort of sat here without a best man.
I think that that's an okay thing to do. In fact, I think in a lot of ways that's better. When I think about, you know, the potential of myself getting married some point down the line, you know, it's hard to pick a best man because then you're leaving everyone else out, you know?
Right. So, but I mean, not picking one, I'll just give you a piece of advice here.
Okay, sure.
You know, it then people don't take control of things like you know, they're
right.
you have a bachelor party and nobody talks and everybody just looks oddly at themselves because you didn't really name anybody to sort of distinguish, and you expect that these people would step up and know what to do, but people don't know what to do.
Sure.
So there's that. And I think it's cool. I mean, you've got two brothers. You're probably in the same situation here.
Two older brothers.
Two older. I mean, what do you do?
Exact same situation.
You got to go co-best men.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're gonna know, piss one of them off.
So my oldest brother did recently get married back in March.
And what did he do?
And so he again didn't really have a best man, but both me and my other brother Daniel, we both gave speeches at the wedding.
Did he name that you guys are co-best men, or did it never get named?
It didn't get named.
It didn't get named.
I don't even think the word best man was ever even brought up in. So this could be.
I almost feel like now we're in a new Jewish territory, where we're just we have so much guilt flowing through the body that you can't even name it. Who's closer? Why don't you name it? Who's closer with your older brother, you or your other brother?
I don't think that can be said. I mean, we get along. We both have a very good relationship. He now lives out in California. Right. We literally both went to visit him together a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I mean,
so you couldn't name it. You can't name it. Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one to name. But if you had to name it, what would you say?
I love both my brothers equally.
But right. Yes. But so I think you're
close. They love me both equally.
You're closer.
Well, you're asking me. You're the one getting married.
I'm asking you. You're closer with. You're on the hot seat. I think you're closer with Daniel.
I mean, well, he lives here, so I do. Right. I get to see him more.
Right.
But I spend a lot of time with, you know, my other brother. And
who's your other brother?
David.
Oh, so you're closer with David.
No, we're all equally close.
You like David more, but you're more in proximity to Daniel.
I think that you're just really shoving words in my mouth. Let's talk. What are your brothers' names?
David and Bruce.
David and Bruce.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Bruce and I are
who's
more.
Who's a better tennis player?
Bruce.
Okay.
Number one singles, University of Chicago.
Okay.
I want that on the record right now. I used to, as a kid, I would lie about it.
Okay.
I would tell people, my brother played Jimmy Connors. No, he didn't. I used to also say, I think I told people that my dad, who played football at Western Illinois, which is a fine institution, the Leathernecks, God love them, but I would lie to kids because I wanted kids to, for some reason, I thought if they thought that my dad was cool, that I would be cool.
Yeah.
My dad played football at UCLA.
Did that work?
Not really. I know. I was generally, you know, middle of the pack, could never crack the popularity thing.
Okay, all right.
You know, it wasn't bottom of the barrel, but never really got in there.
Mm-hmm.
Still bothers me.
Can I slightly switch subject here? Have you ever been to any memorable thing that's happened to any wedding that you've been to? Because I have one for me that comes to mind.
The only memory that I have from a couple of weddings, one. Extended family, my guy Ben Heisler had the most amazing Hava Nagila I've ever seen.
Okay.
I mean, his friends busted. They had signs up. They were throwing like blow-up dolls. I mean, it was wild.
Okay. All right.
That was impressive, which is not going to happen at mine. And then I also can remember another Hava with my cousin, Mama Selma's daughter, Joanne. Right. They had an Orthodox wedding, and I did not realize that Orthodox Jews really go for it.
Oh, they party. Yeah.
I mean, it was alarming.
Yeah.
What was going on? Like, you had to like get out of the way of these dudes. Yeah. They were so ready to go.
It's jumping. It's running. I mean, it's a nonstop.
But I'm not trying to duplicate. I'm not trying to duplicate anything like that.
But I mean, it's going to be dancing. I mean, you know, we're going to be.
There will be dancing, which is why you should bring Chelsea.
Yeah. Okay. She's going to be away, you know, seeing her family for Thanksgiving. But I mean, you are going to get up on a chair. I mean, am I going to get to lift you up on the chair?
I'll be up on the chair.
So I was once to my cousin's wedding, and I will hold one of the legs really strong for you.
Yeah. Chelsea's going to be super pissed about you being there, by the way, just so you know.
She's not going to know.
She won't know. Who's that? That's Ethan. I don't remember him being on the list. He wasn't on the list.
No. So it's a good way to start marriage, getting into a fight over about me going to the wedding.
Yeah.
So my cousin's wedding, which is not like a while ago, I think, I don't know, probably like 10, 12 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And so my up at the under the chuppah, all right?
Yeah.
At the altar. Okay. And my cousin faints. Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah. So before I do, she faints. And then the bridesmaids start fainting. And one by one, they each started to faint.
No, come on.
I swear. And so then they're there. And then so the wedding happened. And I'm sure there's a picture of it somewhere where she actually, like, the actual wedding ceremony happened. And all of the men were, the groom and his groomsmen were all standing up. And all the bride and the bridesmaids were all sitting down on chairs because they had just fainted. Because it was this bizarre thing. And they were all just flushed. And it was crazy.
Seems like there was something in the wedding cocktail.
I don't know. I think that it is true. I think that if you see someone faint, then all of a sudden things can happen, and you just start to see it. Like, they just all went gray. You know, like, one by one, they started to go gray, and then they were like, "Whoa, let's get him chairs." And so they all. So she got my cousin got married sitting down on a chair.
No, they still got married.
They still got married. No, and it worked out fine, and then everyone was fine after that.
That's awful. That's horrendous.
But I mean, it's a memorable experience. So I guess I hope that doesn't happen to you. And I'm sure it won't.
I'm not so sure.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Is Chelsea a crier?
She'll do. She does a significant lip quiver. She goes with. Okay. I mean, she starts bubbling around. So I'm assuming I'll see some quivering lips. She'll be trying to hold it together.
Is she gonna say anything? Giving any sort of
she's
speech?
Planning on saying something, I believe.
Okay. Are there going to be tears in there?
I don't know. Maybe. Okay. Maybe. I mean, I hope so. You should be weeping.
Okay.
You're marrying me.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a challenging decision in life. I mean, yeah. It's not going to be easy for Chelsea. We know this.
100%.
I mean, right. So a sentimental and a real tear of fear.
Okay.
I think all of that would be good. Yeah. Let's see here. What other things could I tell you? Oh, so the biggest discussion, mm-hmm. and then we can, I guess, put this in the time capsule.
Right.
The biggest discussion has been, what should the intro song be?
Mm. You know, wait, what's your first song you're going to dance to?
What's the first? What are you going to walk into?
Okay.
What are you going to dance to?
Mm-hmm.
So we've really fought this one out, and we have settled. On the Bulls intro. So
you're kidding.
No, we're coming into the Bulls intro.
You're walking down the aisle.
Not down the aisle.
Okay.
But like when they go in the room, when they introduce you for the first time,
okay.
You know, for the first time, here's okay. Mark and Chelsea,
sure.
Logan and Chelsea
yeah.
for you. You know, and then they'll be playing And Now. And mm-hmm. and that's going to be going down.
Wow.
So I'm walking into
Well, she's obviously the right one for you. How did you convince her? What did she want?
She's like, I've given her everything else possible in this whole mm-hmm. lead up, and it's been significant.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, all right, sweet, we'll do it. But then from there, we're going to segue into a Golden Heart, which is with Golden Heart from Mark Knopfler. So it's going to get, it will go right from the Bulls into a nice sentimental.
Okay.
And then we're going to come out of that and we're going to go into Be My Baby from the Ronettes. I believe that's how you say the Ronettes. I should know this. It's being played at my wedding.
Okay.
I think it's the Ronettes. Dr. Funk, if he's listening to this podcast, he's probably driving into a tree.
Mm-hmm.
One of our faithful On the Mark listeners. I believe it's the Ronettes. Be My Baby.
Okay.
You know, it's in like every gangster movie.
Sure.
Be
yeah,
My
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
Be My Baby. You don't like the songs at all. You hate them.
No, I think it's great.
I
still can't get over the fact that she's letting you walk down the aisle to the Bulls intro song.
Not the aisle.
I mean, walking, but anyways, it's going to be the first song played.
Well, I think that's actually borderline standard.
Okay. All right, fine. If you say so. But I think that what this really shows me is how important the Chicago Bulls are to you.
Not the Bulls, Jordan.
Okay, so right. So does Jordan have a Twitter account?
Is he on
Twitter?
I mean, I follow at Jumpman History. That's
no, but I mean, like Michael
does
Jordan.
Does Michael Jordan
like,
have his own Twitter account?
Yeah.
Let me look it up here.
So for a
Michael
Jordan fan, I mean, it's
Jordan.
Like, because I'm just saying, you know what?
Should
These
I invite
sort
him?
Of things happen where, you know, people invite celebrities, they like ask them to prom or something, and then like every now and then you see a video and it's like they show up.
Yeah, no, he doesn't have a Twitter.
Okay.
I could probably try to get at him. I'm friends. I have contact with BJ Armstrong, so maybe I could have BJ reach out to Mike.
Say, hey, Mike, it's going to be a great wedding. Ethan's crashing. You should crash. Michael right. Jordan could be my plus one. I'd be more than honored
to take
him under my
yeah.
wing,
yeah.
show him how you crash a wedding.
Yeah. I mean, I think the crowd's going to go nuts when you get the Bulls in.
Oh, I mean, certainly you'll see
right.
me. I mean, I'll be on my fist. Hopefully, I already have a couple drinks in me by then.
Yeah, bar's open.
Bar's open, baby.
Might as well.
Okay, yeah.
There's some good options in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think we come up a little short on the vodka. We don't have the Grey Goose for you. You're going to have to sell. I don't know. Do you drink vodka?
No, I'm not really a vodka guy.
What do you go with?
Gin. Bourbon. Yeah.
I'm sure there's some gin. There's some bourbon in there. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'm getting married.
And
anything else you need to know?
And I think that's it. I think that, I mean, the next podcast we do? Are you going on a honeymoon?
We're going on a trip. Yes, a trip. We'll call it a honeymoon. Why not? It's more of a. I mean, I'm. It's we're going to Jamaica. Little Jamaica.
That's why cool. Not? Why when, not? When are you, is this right after?
No, we can still do a week.
Okay, so I'm saying because we can do a Monday recap.
We're going to do a Monday recap.
Of the podcast and the wedding, and well, I'm very excited.
I mean, we might as well just go back of the room and do it, get the phone out or something.
Oh,
get some equipment. Yeah, why not?
Time up, yeah.
Well, sure. I mean, wedding closes at 12:30. Just hang out. We'll go back, you know, get a room.
Perfect.
You know, I'm sure Chelsea will want to do it with her friends anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Ethan, good to see you.
Absolutely. Enjoy the wedding. I will as well.
On the Mark comes out every Monday afternoon, even on a wedding week. Please subscribe, tell a friend, give a rating. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. We look forward to a post-wedding celebration pod. And everybody have a great Thanksgiving out there. Tons for everyone to be grateful for. Hug a family member, hug a friend, have a turkey. And we appreciate you listening to On the Mark. We'll see you next week.